In South Korea, about 4,000 American soldiers have just arrived from Fort Hood, Texas. They're landing at a tense time between the North and South. But as NPR's Elise Hugh reports, what soldiers say they have the toughest time adjusting to is not the threat from the North.
They are fresh off the plains from Central Texas, and suddenly, the soldiers of the U.S. Army's 1st Cavalry Division find themselves training in the snow.
We left Fort Hood, I think, at about 60 degrees, 70 degrees, which is pretty standard for that time. And we got here to about, 10 or 15 degrees, which apparently is standard for here.
Specialist Delaney Burks is wearing some of her Army-issued cold weather gear for the first time. The soldiers get more than just an extra jacket.
You're issued actually an 8-layer system in case it gets super cold.
The sub-zero temperatures haven't stopped regular move-in routines, like layouts, which is Army speak for taking inventory.
This is the initial inventory as the transition is happening.
Staff Sergeant Brad Sheets is among the thousands of soldiers transitioning in as another 4,000 head home.
We're laying out some of our rope climbing kits, our explosive blankets to help cover you like during a blast, things like that.
Preparing for possible blasts is something the newly arrived brigade takes seriously, given North Korea's recent nuclear test and rocket launch. Colonel Scott Sinsala is deputy commander here.
The first thing they did when they came off the plane is they grabbed their bags and they repacked them to a combat load.
What was once considered a peacekeeping stint in which a few hundred soldiers rotated in and out each month as their tours came up has changed. Now, an entire combat-ready brigade of 4,000 deployed to South Korea as one unit. This is the same way troops were sent into wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
But it's definitely a readiness issue.
Colonel Sinsala.
You see it once, twice a year where there is some sort of friction between the North and South. If you look at the motto that we've always had here, it's fight tonight.
But talk to the troops who were trained to pick up and, quote, fight tonight, and they seem to talk a lot more about the cold than they do the Kim regime.
It's very cold. Very cold here.
Specialist Jordan Tober is a medic who arrived about 3 weeks ago.
We're doing a lot of, cold weather training, just making sure people are prepared for the cold weather injuries.
It may be a particularly fraught time at the high-ranking policy-setting levels, but on the ground, day-to-day life remains routine.
So we've been set to come here for a while now. So no, nothing changed. My family called me, let them know I was going to do my job.
The job equips them with sniffing gadgets for bombs at the border, and they're trained for events like a radiation leakage or worse. But for now, the biggest adjustments are cultural. The Army dining hall, where we found Medic Tober, is the same as it would be anywhere else in the world, with a key exception.
They do have a kimchi bar here and some seaweed over there with rice and things like that to add to your meal.
On top of the cold, they have to get used to the spicy fermented favorite of Korea.
It's cool seeing a lot of my battle buddies try new foods, especially kimchi, because it freaks them all out.
What can scare a soldier stationed in Korea isn't always the most obvious thing. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Dongdaechun, South Korea.